There's nothing too hard for God to figure out or change in your life. He has all the wisdom you need to know what to do. Today, you'll learn from Kenneth Copeland the key ingredient that puts God's Word to work in your life. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Abraham believed words spoken by God. We have those same words written. It says here, the scripture said this about him. He, according as it was spoken, so shall your seed be, and being not weak in faith. So can you see the connection? Believing what God said, and he was not weak in faith. Now, what does the scripture say about not being weak in faith? He considered not his own body now dead when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. If you start, you catch yourself staggering, well, that's just too much. I mean, that's just too much for me. No, no, no. Nothing too hard for God. Amen. Don't start staggering around now. Amen. Uh-uh. And you get in there and put your eyes on it and keep it on it and keep it on it and believe God. Amen. How do you do that? Believe what was spoken. How do you do that? By faith. Hallelujah. And then he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Now look, giving glory to God. Now that staggering and stumbling and falling around, that's not humility. It's just fear and unbelief. I don't care if other folks have done that around you, maybe your family, whatever. No, you're not giving glory to God when you're doing that. Some people think they give glory to God because they're... I hear this from time to time. Lord, if you just do this one thing, I'll just never ask you for anything again. Well, in the first place, that's a lie. Yeah. Hey, somebody gets on your toes again, you'll go through this whole thing again. And they're going to get on you because you're dumb enough not to ask for anything after that for a while. When people start staggering into promises, oh, that's hard. That's too much. That's just too much. That's just too much. No, 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 no. No, that's just too much. Now, wait a minute. Nothing's too hard for God. And nothing in his mind is too much for you. He came that you have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So what is walking by faith? Here it is right here. If you want to walk with nothing, with God, nothing impossible to you. Abraham called things that be not as though they were, acting like God before God. All right. Then what else? Against hope, believed in hope. Against all the natural future in front of him. He had faith born out of his hope that was so strong that he could see a mighty nation instead of an old man dying with no children. When he had no hope, he believed in his hope. Okay, what else? According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He took it by the words of covenant. He believed God. How? He believed what he said. This was the evidence for him. What God had said. What God had said. And then, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So you could just put it like this. I am not moved by what I see, that was his wife, and I'm not moved by what I feel, and that's himself. Amen. But only that which God has said. Amen. And he stayed with that. Amen. And he staggered not at the promise, said, no, 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 no. God said it, and I am fully persuaded that He's able to perform what He had promised. Verse 21. Giving glory to God. Now, it was not written for His sake alone that it was imputed to Him credited to Him for righteousness, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Therefore, there is nothing impossible to you and me because we believe. Yes. And we're with God. Stand up and give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I said glory, 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 glory. I'm telling you right now, I have seen some things in the Spirit. I'm telling you, there's some rough stuff coming in this country and other nations of the world. I mean, there is some really rough stuff coming. We haven't seen any rough yet. But to us and to our household, if we stagger not at the promises of God and we are fully persuaded that He's able to perform what He promised, hallelujah, we're with God and we believe God and everything's gonna be all right. I heard God say that tonight just as well as I'm hearing myself say it now. For me and my house, we'll believe God. Now, those of you that through debt and so forth, you're still connected to that system out there, quit worrying about it. Let God perform. Well, brother, I mean, where does it say He'll get me out of debt? Don't you remember the Scripture says in Luke, the 4th chapter, the 18th verse, that Jesus said, as it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has called me to preach the gospel to the poor. And then He began to list all of these things that were anointings in His life. And then it wound up with, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the great jubilee. And the great jubilee that He was preaching is supernatural debt cancellation. One of our partners, farmer, and he is listening to his tapes. He is out there on that big tractor and he's listening to his tapes, you know. And he came to the house and his wife saw him coming. She thought, something must be the matter. He don't ever come in this time of day. But he got in. He's excited, man. He's ready to run it. He said, I tell you, God's dropped it in my heart. We're going to believe God and get this farm out of debt. Well, all the rest of our debts are gone. We're going to believe Him, get this farm out of debt. Boy, she said, well, all right. And they sat down and they prayed. And man, the power of God was there. And they prayed and stood on the word and all these things. So he went on back to the field. And she said, I called the company, whoever it was had the loan. If I remember it, I don't think it was the bank. Anyway, whoever was holding the paper on that farm. She called to see what the payoff going to be. So see what they believe in for and sowing seed for and all that. That's the way they had done all the other debt that they had. And they said, we'll call you back. She said, I want to know, you know, how much we owe, what's payoff on our farm. Okay, we'll look that up and we'll call you back. Well, they didn't call. Some time went by and they didn't call. She called them back and said, I'm Mrs. So-and-so and I want to see how much is on our place. And finally, after this going back and forth several times, and I don't know over how long a period of time, but finally, whoever's in charge finally had nerve enough to talk to her. He said, we can't find your loan. She said, you can't find it? He said, no, we don't have any record of it. She said, I've been paying you every month for however many years it was. He said, well, I can't have it. He said, she said, well, just what does that mean? And he stumbled and stammered around there for a while. And he finally came out with it and said, I guess it means you don't owe us anything. She said, would you mind putting that in writing? And he did. Now, I've heard preachers that didn't, and there are preachers that didn't believe that God would supernaturally clear that. And I've heard them say things like, now, you know God ain't going to do that. He's not going to leave those people over there holding that note. That ain't none of your business. God has a million ways to cancel out your debt. You probably can't think of two. But he's got a million ways to get the money to you. He's got a million ways, a million ideas. He's got a billion ways. He's got a trillion ways he could do it. I mean, listen, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible with God. Get out of being with men and that impossibility and get your head, your heart, and your mouth with God and begin to believe God and nothing too hard for him and nothing impossible to you. And start calling yourself debt free, praise God. Stop trying to figure out how he's going to do it. I can tell you in one word how he's going to do it. Are you ready for it? Honestly. So there ain't no use you being worried about it. He will come by it honestly, and there's just no use you trying to figure it out. Amen. Glory and I have had experiences of all kinds. I've told it a lot of times. It's the kids in the back seat. We put all the money we had in the fuel tank to get to Oklahoma City where our next appointment was, where we were had a meeting in Oklahoma City. And the kids saying, Daddy, we're hungry. When are we going to eat? I said, any minute now. I didn't have any more money. None. It's all in that fuel tank. And we're headed to Oklahoma City. And they got towards every little bit. Daddy, we're hungry. When are we going to eat? Well, I done start moaning and groaning and telling them, now, y'all just shut up. Daddy ain't got any money. And we don't know. You know, we're serving Jesus. And no telling how long it's going to take us to get any money. We're just suffering for God. Bull. And bull is the right word right there. I'd say, oh, just any minute now. Glory to God. We drove into the outskirts of Oklahoma City. This is back in the late 60s. And boy, you come right in through Fast Food Alley. Oh, Daddy, let's eat here. Let's eat there. Oh, Daddy. Divided highway, two lanes going this way, two lanes going that way. Just before we got to this signal light, I saw money flash in front of my eyes. I said, Gloria, did you see that? She said, no, I didn't. What was it? I said, money. I know it had to be at least a dollar because I got a flash of it. It's right in front of the car. You know, the wind always blows in Oklahoma City, and it just blew that money across the street. Boy, I got over in that left lane, and I pulled around and did a U-turn and over to the other side of the street over there really slow. And there it was. It's a cyclone fence. And it had blown up against that fence, and it just stuck there. I pulled over to the side of the road. I got out and went over there and peeled my $20 bill off of that fence. Ah, Brother Copeland, somebody lost that $20 bill. I checked in all directions. I didn't see. I would have, if anybody there, I'd have checked it out. Because I'm telling you what, no. There are people that think somebody made a mistake giving them change and gave them change for a 20 instead of a 10. Oh, God has blessed me. No, you're just fixing to steal $10, that's all. Catch their attention and give it back. Yeah, that's not the way God works. But now, I just stood there and praised God. I said, Lord, is this ours? Yeah. Amen. We got in the car, and then we made that turn again, and right there stood the Sizzler bull. You remember those Sizzlers? I mean, that big old bull, the big old Hereford bull standing out there, that thing bigger than that piano, man. I mean, just standing up there big. And all the kids hollered at were, the bull! So that's the reason when I hear people talk like they do about that, I'll say, bull. So I took $2 that belonged to Jesus and the tithe, and put that in one pocket, and paid for the meal. Had a few cents left over, and a really good time. And God's been taking care of us like that. Well, I'll tell you what, that's $20. Well, to God, what's the difference in that and $2,000? What's the difference in that and $20,000? What's the difference in that and $200,000? What's the difference? There isn't any to Him, because all you're doing is adding zeros. You're just adding nothing to it. Now get your faith on up there and quit staggering about it. Back there in those early days, man, I went in, I had this suit of clothes picked out. I still had that old ugly suit. And I had this new suit. I knew right where it was. I knew the store. I knew the man that owned the store. And I knew what rack that suit was hanging on. And oh, glory to God, God had provided the money. I had it in my pocket. And I walked in there and I said, Mr. Harrod, I've come to get that blue suit. Isn't that amazing? It was blue. Gloria said, I buy the same color all the time. And I do. I like blue. So Jesus likes blue. The whole sky is blue. What are you? So I said, he said, okay. Took it off the hanger. He said, go over there and put it on and we'll pin it up to alter it and so forth. So I went in there and changed, and I came out and he fitted it and everything. And I went back in there and then took it on and I brought it out here and I put it on the counter, and I mean, I was so thrilled. And I'm laying the money down there to pay cash for my new suit. He said, oh no, Kenneth. He said, put your money back in your pocket. I said, why? He said, while you were in the dressing room, there's a fellow come in here and paid for it. I don't know yet who did that. I had several ideas, but no, Jesus is the one that did that. So quit struggling at it. Amen. Why take ye thought for what you eat, what you drink, or what you shall put on? Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things, and that's what Jesus said, and I'm saying this. That's the reason He put it in that covenant. He knew you had need of it, so believe it. Quit worrying about it. Stand around thinking about it. Get your mind on seeking first the kingdom of God.
Everyone's learning how to DIY, do it yourself. They're occupied in a makeover of houses and landscapes. But what's God's greatest tool for you to change your life and circumstances? Faith. Kenneth Copeland's classical foundational teaching series, Faith, How It Works, takes you down to the foundations of what this power principle is all about. Message by message, you'll discover why faith is the starting point for change in your life. It's what you can use for everything, including knowing God's will, tackling the impossible, believing for your circumstances to turn around, and keeping focused on God's promises to you. With faith as the rock-solid foundation for your life, you'll be able to stand no matter what comes your way. You can remain secure not in what you see or what you feel, but in the promises of God that never fail. Get started on your do-it-yourself project and build faith in your life, because faith in God and His Word works. Order Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith, How It Works, for just $14 and receive this 4-CD series at a special 30% savings. Faith, How It Works will help you conquer any temptation or sickness and overcome every financial need so you can live a full and successful life. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your series online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
It's a thrill to come here and minister in this place.
We're excited just to be here and to experience it.
And we come with great expectations, and we know we won't be disappointed. We never are. And the understanding of the Word of God and who God wants us to be, because it's so awesome to me. I'm just excited about it.
Our job is to represent the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of supply, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of healing, the kingdom of salvation, the kingdom of the goodness and the wonders of heaven in this broken earth. We represent that kingdom.
Church, we got it made, but we just have to do it God's way. And we have to walk in love. And we don't hold anything against anybody. If you want to live long and you want to live strong and you want to be blessed while you're here, who wants to live long and be strong and not be blessed? But living long, living strong, and being blessed, that's worthwhile.
Half the reason I come is not just for the teaching. It's to worship with people who want to worship. There is such freedom and such power, and you just feel changed on the inside. I do.
When everyone's joined in together and worshiping, the Holy Spirit is just alive and well, and you can really sense the presence of God.
You think you just need me. No. Of course you need me, but I need you. I need you full of my glory. I need you full of faith. I need you healed and well. I need you strong in the Word, strong in the Spirit, and I need you strong in your health, and I need you rich.
I've listened to Miss Gloria for years and years teach on this, and it seems like every year that she does healing school that she's got something new and fresh.
God gets no glory from your sickness and disease.
My fingers were stiff, and the pain was shooting up my arm here. It's gone.
Look
in
that.
Jesus' name. Praise
Look
God. No
Jesus.
Pain. No pain. We serve a great
Glory
God.
Glory to God. That's our Savior. He has not gone on strike. He has not taken a vacation. He has been on the job and is on the job in your life today. He is your healer.
I feel refreshed, and I feel like I have been immersed to last me for the rest of the year.
Words of encouragement that came were so uplifting, and just, I mean, it's like, that's what we needed.
It's just been awesome.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. I know you are enjoying these broadcasts by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and he's taught us today that when you walk by faith, you walk with God, because that's how God walks. And because there's nothing impossible to Him, there's nothing impossible to you. But you have to refuse to be moved by what you see, or to be moved by what you feel. You need to understand, worrying does not get the results that you need. Worrying, speaking that language of worry, God doesn't even speak that language. God speaks the language of faith. And so you keep your mind on the Word of God and you speak that Word, because that's His language. Now, to help you accomplish these kinds of things, I want to make this product available to you. This is my grandfather's CD series called Faith, how it works. This is a great study tool. You get into these kinds of things, and you understand that there is a process to it, and it's the process according to the Word of God, not according to traditions of men, but according to the life and the revelation that is in God's Word. You begin to understand that you can use the weapons of faith to conquer all the challenges, all temptations, to defeat sickness, any financial lack, any negative emotion. All of it is addressed by the Word. And when you do that, you live in the victory that God's Word promises. It's possible for you to live in that place. God has made that available to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God and speaking the Word of God. So order yours today. I know it's going to bless you. I want to let you know that our partner service center here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Now, if you need prayer, you call our prayer ministries. They are ready to be in agreement with you, to pray with you. Here in Fort Worth, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you live elsewhere in the world, we have offices all over the world. So just check their hours of operation and they'll be available to you for prayer and for agreement. And they are ready to see things change and see you walk and live in the victory God has for you. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast and for joining us every week and all week long. We're so thankful that you are a part of this thing that God is doing all over the world. And I want to remind you, have faith in God. Don't have anything else. Don't have worry. Don't have fret. You just have faith in God. And for those who'll have faith in God, everything is going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. For more information, go to kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you got born again, your spirit started producing faith. But without love, your faith is weak.